Feel Good Stories powered by Wendy's. Do this every single hour.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
Yeah.
This is a love story. A Romeo and Juliet story, if you will. 10 years in the making.
I was going to say, that ended tragically.
Okay, well, maybe, okay.
Okay. All right, before all the tragic ending part. Sure. Okay, good, good, good.
There is a Bolivian aquatic frog by the name Romeo.
Okay, this is frog love?
He was believed... Will you let me finish the story?
Sorry, I'm on board.
Romeo, this Bolivian frog, was discovered 10 years ago. They're like, wow, new species of frog.
That's exciting.
Believed to be the only one on the planet.
No.
So had been dubbed the loneliest frog in the world.
Oh, little buddy. No. This is like Blue from Rio. Animated movie reference? Anybody? Anybody? Okay.
However, conservationists...
Yeah.
Found 5 more of the aquatic frog species in Bolivia and Romeo.
No. Really?
And this frog Romeo, who had been living in isolation for 10 years.
Oh, poor Romeo.
Now finally has a buddy and can make sweet frog love.
Okay, when you say buddy, is it a female frog discovered?
So.
Okay, that's great. So he's got a girlfriend now.
Yeah, because they say he found his Juliet, so I would imagine.
Oh, great.
Have they?
Wait a minute, there's 5 others? Done it?
There are 5 frogs that were found in a stream.
Okay, so are we saying that this could be like a Bolivian bachelor frog situation? Like he's got his pick?
He's got his pick. He's like, okay, you get the rose.
Yes, because somebody called Chris Harrison.
You get the, what is it, the enchantment suite or whatever it's called?
Fantasy suite.
There it is, yeah.
The enchantment suite.
So the 5 frogs that were actually found, there were 3 males and 2 females.
Oh,
so,
okay, well, all right. So you know what it is? It's Temptation Island now.
There it is. Yeah. It is. Temptation Island.
Now they got to fight.
All right.
Bolivian frog Temptation Island.
So the feel good in this is that Romeo, who's been literally living alone for 10 years, now finally got some buddies.
Hashtag squad.
A squad. And a couple romantic interests.
Awesome sauce. This is great news. Wow.
Right?
We didn't even know that we should have been concerned for Romeo.
Didn't even know. Didn't for the past 10 years, past 10 I was living years. In a world that I didn't know that I should be worried about poor Romeo.
What a roller coaster. Like, I was all sad for him, and now I'm super happy. What a roller coaster.
I mean, literally, they were saying Romeo, really calm and relaxed, doesn't move around a whole lot. Probably because he's sad.
That was not much to do.
He didn't have a lady frog
not
friend.
A lot of conversation
well, there's
happening.
Only 2 lady frog friends, so there is the chance that he's going to get butted out by the 2
well,
new
listen,
guys.
He's got bros.
Hey,
he's
Kat.
Got bros now.
Yeah, he's got some bros. And
I think they're going to work it out.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Sorry.
They'll be fine. That's feel good. Powered by Wendy.
This is great.
Frog love. Text messages 502-571-9970 from the feel-good story about the frog love. Uh-huh. Shannon texts in and says, he must be pretty old. I wonder how old the female frog is. Will there be nuptials, LMAO?
Well,
I don't know.
I was wondering before that.
Bobby says, frog bros before frog hoes,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
All right. That's one thing I don't think we've ever looked up is the sweet
love?
Sounds of frog mating.
Okay.
I mean, because, you know, from time to time, we will explore the animal kingdom and the knowledge that presents itself.
For hashtag education.
When they meet.
For the learning.
I did Google frog mating.
Oh, gosh. How many views?
Just to be on the safe side.
Okay.
I clicked on the David Attenborough BBC frog mating life in cold blood.
Oh, wow. That sounds like it's got some danger.
No. Where are those females?
Yes! Where are those females now? Where are those females now?
He's a beautiful orange color, though.
Oh, my gosh.
He really is. He's a
now,
handsome frog.
Where are those females?
He's on the prowl.
Yeah.
And here she is.
Oh, my.
She is pure, unblemished gold.
Oh, she is attractive.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Go get her. Go get her, son.
Put
Much
your moves on.
Than he is.
Okay. Hey. All right. Hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nope, not at all.
You do you,
go
buddy.
Go get her. Yeah, he's making his move.
Oh, wait. That hop.
No, he just, he literally with 2 steps. Hop and a
Dang.
Hop on top.
I don't know if he asked permission first.
A hop and a hop on top.
Wow. That, was hate. Well, oh. She seems to be okay with it.
Yeah, she's fine.
While he is fully occupied.
Is that what we're calling it? Is that what we're calling
Apparently.
It now? Man, when we Google frog mating.
We didn't know the kind of magic here's the thing.
David Attenborough could narrate anything, and it sounds amazing. Oh, and this all because of Romeo, the lonely frog for 10 years, finally found
a couple friends.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
A couple lady friends for sure. Yeah.
Another challenger arrives.
Oh, gosh, he's got competition, but
challenger. He's already in the game.
Yeah, I know.
What happens at war?
Oh, he's getting on top too. Wow.
Oh my God.
Now it's all of a sudden a party.
What is happening?
There's two guys.
Is Richard saying about that?
You mean David?
I'm sorry, David.
Okay, where's your mind?
He's already in position. There's no point in breaking away for another wrestling match.
Gosh. Okay. Wow. I feel like I'm intruding in this magical frog moment here.
Look away.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, like we had a very lovely feel-good story about a frog
who
was lonely for 10 years.
It's fine. Not a feel-good. He has competition.
What does that mean? She literally hopped off with both of them on top of her.
She's like,
all right, get out, guys.
Wow.
You've had your fun.
No,
you're done.
They went along with her. This is like,
they're like, we're not done.
Caravan of fun going. I don't understand.
Caravan of fun?
They got to go get some snacks afterwards.
All right.
What just happened?
See, listen, you didn't wake up this morning thinking that you were going to hear and be a part of the knowledge of frogs mating, but here we are.
There it is.
Andrew.
Andrew, the love doctor. Hey, man, listen, I got to tell you something. You're the only person that I know of, you know, and I'm a love doctor, so I know the sounds of a lot of different people and animals mating, but you're the only person that could take that to a whole nother level, my friend. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, thank you, man. That's the kind of quality experience, listening audio experience you get
Absolutely.
When you tune in to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You're welcome.